So why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered so merciful, as is indicated in Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalam? Primarily, it is because he is revealing the highest and making it accessible in the easiest way. So it's just like, say, the government opens an IIT in a place which is relatively primitive. Then often the people will say, oh, the government has done a great favor to that place by opening IIT over there. It can become like a big developmental boost, a matter of pride, a matter of glory for that place. So the government opening IIT is a matter of great favor, especially if it is an underdeveloped place. On top of that, the government also provides concession for people to get admitted into the hospital, into the college. Say the students in that local area, they can get admitted even if they pay less fees, or even if they get relatively less marks. So on that means they provide the highest, and the government also makes the entry easy, much easier than earlier. Then we would consider that to be exceptional amount of favor that the government is doing to that place. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering the highest. Now there is mukti, that is liberation, which is considered a very high attainment traditionally. And even in mukti, there is mukti into the spiritual world, into the planets of Krishna. Personal liberation, that is even higher. And even among various forms of personal liberation, the liberation where one develops an intimate relationship with Krishna, that is even higher. It is highest. And even among various forms of intimate relationship with Krishna, Radharani's relationship with Krishna is in the Parakiya Bhav. That is very esoteric and very exalted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering that which is the highest. And so the offering is offering that highest, which is very, very rare. That itself is very merciful. So anarpita charim chirat karunaya avtirna kalo. So for a very, very long time, this was anarpita. It had not been offered. So very long time means, it is that in the previous day of Brahma, when Krishna had appeared, after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. So in that sense, it's for a very, very long time it has not happened. Karunaya avtirna kalo. So, and that also is offering. So it's like opening an IIT anywhere is special, but opening an IIT in an underdeveloped place, that is even special. So Kalau, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering that in Kali Yuga, which is a relatively very degraded age. And samarpaitam unnata ujjvala sam hari bhakti shriyam purat hari iti kandarpa sandipita sada hrudaya kandare vasich prutvartu vasich nandana. So that Lord, now how is he offering that? Is specifically not mentioned in this verse, but he is offering it simply by the chanting of the holy names. So by the joyful process of bhakti yoga centered on Harinam Sankirtan, he is offering that which is the highest in an eminently accessible way. So he is offering the highest to people who are very less qualified, and he is offering it in an eminently accessible way. So because of all these reasons like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be an extremely merciful, not an extremely merciful, you could say even the most merciful incarnation, the Karunya Shiromani, the crest jewel of compassion is manifested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.